What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that really enjoys when somebody stops in for a brief little visit. Ooh. Or cameo, you might say. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry.
Andy, you may have picked up from that little opening salvo there.
What the fuck was that, Terry?
That's the topic of our episode this week. We're going to be doing our top five cameos as requested by one of our lovely patrons.
Steve.
Steve, thanks for the request.
Shot in the dark there. I think it was Steve.
Shot through the dark. And you're to blame. Andy, I missed you.
Terry, I have been buzzing. Pod, if you don't mind me saying, I've missed you dearly.
Last week I couldn't make it. We had a case of croup in the house for a little Gus. Was not well.
How was he now? Is he all right?
He's grand. By Friday evening, he was thundering around the house again. Of course, I had to take Friday off,
of course,
as annual leave because I couldn't send him to creche. So
it's not one thing, it's the bloody other. Myla had foot and mouth herself.
No, it was confirmed.
Confirmed.
You guys didn't get it, parents didn't get it.
No.
I know it's very rare. Faye had it.
Yeah, when you told me Faye had it, I was like, well, Kerry's 100% getting it. Like, that's just the way it works.
I felt so sorry because it's 10 days. They say up to 10 days, and it lasted the 10 days with her. Gus had it. We thought Gus had it, but it kind of passed with him pretty quickly. Faye had it, and she couldn't eat. Like, she was in bits with it. And I was like, it's one in 10 adults get it. Like, you're not, because you're not supposed to get it.
Yeah, really. What are the odds? Yeah.
1 in 10.
I just said it. I missed it. Yeah, I missed it though.
Me too, man.
I was kind of like, not only for the pod, if I may say, but just the general act of just seeing you once a week. If I don't get my fix, like, what the? I mean, this is too long.
I mean, it's hard when you're nearing 40.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of time for male friends, you know.
That's right.
I mean, look.
You're the only male I see during the week who isn't a member of my own family.
It's nice. Yeah. I would say the same. I play football actually on a Tuesday, and those folks are very nice. It's not the same. No. I've only known them a few weeks.
You can't be 100% unfiltered, Terry.
Oh no,
you gotta be.
Hey, what do you think about Man United this year? Huh? You know?
Yeah.
You excited? I'm excited. Or think out. There's a guy wearing an Everton top. He's like, are they gonna go bust?
Hey, I actually want to talk to you about something. Now, it's unfortunate that your failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump
didn't
come to fruition. I mean, what are the odds?
What? I tell you, it's more than 1 in 10, let me tell you that.
So you got a bit of pushback a few weeks ago for suggesting, jokingly, that someone should just...
I have it in my notes here. Trump, I need to talk about it. I was not involved, right?
A few messages. I mean, imagine if... He hadn't turned his head at that point.
But it wasn't the bullet.
What was it?
It was glass.
Was it?
Yeah, because they said they've done the test and it was like, if the bullet nicked and his ear was not shot, like, but yeah, it's like, if the bullet had hit his ear, they said it would have broken his neck from an AR-15. Like, it mightn't have gone through him, but like, he wouldn't be playing golf or walking around. Apparently it was glass. Oh. And then... I mean, you're all about you love an old false flag, don't you?
Do you know what? Like, I think it happened because... But the thing is, like, someone died.
Two people died.
Yeah, so I'm like... I was right up until
then... The price you pay, I don't know, like the Republican Party. Now, this is me going really off script, but it's like, they don't... Did they, you know, if they set it up...
I tell you what, there's something fishy about it. And this whole thing's like an onion, Terry.
Yeah.
The more layers you peel, the more it stinks.
And in the meantime, old Sleepy Joe's gone for a nap.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he had to.
Permanently.
Really. I mean, oh, God.
I mean, yes, and he's no more, he was no worse than Trump. Like, some of the stuff...
No, he's worse in the sense that, and I'm sorry, and like, we don't normally get political, to be honest.
He's no
but,
more
you know.
Senile than Trump. Like, Trump is like...
He's definitely more senile, though, than Trump. Trump is at least a prick. Knowingly a prick, whereas Biden's like, oh, what was I? The best
that
one.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah. Just your face, like.
I was like, do you remember where he's talking about something? I'm going to get Japan and Korea. What are you doing? And Japan and Korea. I'm like, sorry? Like, bro, just seen a ghost. Like, how do you stop?
And I mean, look, he's 81. He's 81. And possibly has Parkinson's. I think we should cut him a little slack. He shouldn't have been there in the first place, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And they made the right choice, I think.
I know nothing about Kamala Harris. Everyone's shitting on her, of course.
She's 59.
What's her deal? What's her big scandal?
She was a prosecutor, like governor of California. Maybe not governor. But like, she's a federal prosecutor.
Yeah.
For years. So like, and she's very articulate.
So
she ran for president.
Right.
And dropped out when they all went with Biden. Like that was.
She's far more likely to get votes, I think, than Biden.
Young votes. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And Trump is now officially the oldest presidential candidate in history. Because Biden hadn't done the DNC, so he hadn't accepted.
DNA test is what you mean to say.
Democratic National Convention, where they choose the nominee, Andy.
Okay.
Where, you know, they had the RNC there recently.
Rear naked choke.
Where Hulk Hogan showed up. Hulk Hogan. Like, Linda McMahon, Hulk Hogan, Dana White. Like,
what is
Kid
going?
Rock is playing. I'm like, have some dignity.
What
please
is going?
Like, this is politics in 2024. Like,
do you know what?
My name is Kid.
I'm trying to figure out at what point the world changed. And I feel it's around 2015.
2016, 2015.
Right?
Yeah.
Around
right.
then. That's when it kind of started to turn the other way, where it was like, we all knew politicians were buffoons and liars and all this, but now
yeah,
it was
we
just,
knew they had
but
no
then it became
scruples.
This carnival circus, Boris Johnson, Trump, like all this like ridiculous stuff started happening publicly, and you're like, they're not even trying to hide it
yeah,
anymore.
It was this thing of like, people don't have an attention span or something anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like the cult of personality wins out. Now the Boris Johnson thing is completely different because his party got in and they chose him for whatever reason. I'll never understand. I'm like, nobody voted for him to be in. Now, whereas Trump, even though he got fewer votes than Hillary Clinton, got in because the fucking the way that electoral college works over there.
Oh, it's backwards.
But I think somebody suggested that, you know, we start making predictions on the pod and you get a point for each one. I get a half point for Trump.
You got a half point.
Yeah, so I'm 0.5 to 0 winning.
Okay.
I'm predicting that Kamala Harris wins.
Now, are you pronouncing a Kamala? Like Camelot or Kamala?
Like the wrestler.
Here's the thing. Now, because this tracks with your, please. This tracks this tracks with your paprika nonsense. Because you are a first syllable emphasizer. Okay?
You're saying I'm a first syllable
You're a big time first syllable
so
emphasizer.
So how do you pronounce your name?
Andy. No. That's fine, right? That's
no,
fine.
How Andy? Do you pronounce her name? Oh. Not your name.
I'm me.
hey, don't jerk me around.
It's Kamala.
But you're pronouncing the first one. Kamala.
Kamala. You said Kamala.
Yeah.
Like Pamela.
Yeah.
Which technically should work because it's spelled the same, just with a different...
I've heard people call her Kamala. That's why I say Kamala.
I thought it was Kamala Harris.
I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
How do you say Obama?
That way. Not Obama. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Obama.
Obama.
Oh, baby. Obama.
It's all mental.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the VP for Miss Harris?
What's that? You know, vice president? Yeah. Does it matter? Does any of it matter, really? They're just dangling the different puppets in front of us.
But Andy, say the Republicans win.
Yeah. What's that actually mean?
From what they're threatening, this Project 2025, you not heard about this?
Nope.
It's like, all the civil servants are going to be fired and we're taking away abortion rights for all women across the country. Like, it's going to be crazy. Huh. That's why they're like, we can't. That's why they took Biden out. Because like, if he wins, we're all fucked. Huh. By we, I mean they.
So they're basically
we're fine
saying,
here.
If we get in, we're going to rattle
They're not hiding it, the Republicans. Like, we are going to
fuck shit.
Yeah, we are going to strip away all your rights. Huh. Like the day before he got shot at. He didn't get shot. He got shot at. Trump had released
the
video.
And you would have got away with it too if it wasn't for that.
I was watching a movie on Saturday night, and then like I turned out the movie and went on Twitter, and it was like, I don't know if you follow that account, Tom Reagan's Hat.
No. Can't say that.
He's very good. He's a good follow on Twitter for movie stuff.
Okay.
And it was like,
we definitely don't follow.
Like, Oliver Stone is giving Gary Oldman a call now as you speak. Of course, Gary Oldman played Lee Harvey Oswald in JFK. Oliver Stone directed JFK. I was like, did somebody try and shoot somebody? Like, and then it's like Trump. And then I text, he was like, well, we got to talk about this now.
The fact that it was like, you got pushback before it even happened.
Yeah.
And then on Patreon, a bunch of comments came in. I was like, here's an idea for a future thing. I was just like, what are the odds? Fucking mental. What's been going on with you though, Terry? I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
Tell you, I'm a new man. Changed.
Oh,
yeah? Man. Oh. For the better? Sure.
Time will tell.
I've been driving.
Hey.
I've been driving all night. My hands went on the wheel.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
I tell you why. Had a bit of problem. I mean, I talked about it before on the pod, how I've struggled to get the grips, no pun intended, with being behind the wheel.
Well, there is no pun there, actually.
Being behind the wheel. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Well, wait, you say the wheel part.
You grip the wheel. You grip the wheel.
Okay. Sorry. Excuse me.
You're reading on my fur. I've gone through 3 different driving instructors. Second,
I'm starting to think that you might be the problem.
Second one was Italy. He was a great instructor, and then I fucked up my hand. And when I went to go back to him, he had no availability.
All the good ones are taken,
or so he says. I'll just leave that out there. And then I got another guy who was a bit older. He's actually probably like nearing retirement age. In fact, he told me that I don't need to be doing this. I'm semi-retired. I drive a school bus. for a living, but I do this as a hobby that pays or some bullshit. And I went first time he's like, okay, drive. So I got in the car with him and I went driving.
Oh, this guy's good.
And then we pulled over because I told him I'd done lessons before, but I had said been about a year since I've done them, I'm looking to get back in.
Yeah.
And we pulled over somewhere and then went home, and he's like, well, you can't drive, albeit, I mean, you can make the car go, but you can't drive well or property. And I was like, okay. And he's like, but I've no problem with you, and I reckon I can get you there. We'll do a 2-hour lesson next week.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. And I actually was like, you know what, I appreciate him being frank with me. I think kind of maybe I needed a bit of that. So we went on the next one, and we basically went back to like lesson 1 or 2, you know what I mean, and just went driving. He was like, 100 times better. You're really more confident and, you know, smoother and all that stuff. I was like, great. He's like,
great.
Here's your homework for next week. I want you to go to, like, because I was like, I can't really get out, you know, with my wife because we have 2 kids at home.
Yeah.
And he's like, and you're insured in your car? I'm like, well, I'm going to be insured on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to get out. But for now, go to like a car park and just practice like driving around, stop starting and all that. I was like, okay, did that. Great. And got in the car next week, and I knew as soon as we got in the car, he's like, oh, my back is sore. And he's like in his late mid 60s and quite overweight. So I was like, he's cranky as fuck before we even started the lesson.
Oh, really?
And then like literally, it's like letting the car like found my biting point, letting the car roll out of the thing, like not fast. And like had my like tapping the brake, and he's like, what are you doing? You're not in control of the car. And I was like, like jammed the brake.
What?
And then like he pulled out and he's like, your steering is all wrong. You're not practicing your steering. I'm like, I'm fucking I was on tilt straight away.
Yeah. That's not a good start.
Then it was like, we were driving along, I'd say about 10 minutes. And he's like, your gear control is all over the place. And I was like, cause I was nervous as fuck.
Yeah.
We pulled over and he's like, right. And he's like, I know. And he's like, drove back to Wicklow Town.
Yeah.
Put me in an automatic, and I drove in the automatic back to it. And all the time I was seething.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's 100 quid for fucking nothing. And he's like, he pulled in, he's like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to continue with the lessons, we can go in the automatic. I was like, I don't have an automatic car. And he's like, well, you're not going to get the manual. you're not going to pass your test in the manual. I'm like, all right.
What?
I don't really want to go any further with you. And I was like, okay. Like, it's thanks. Like, fucko. Like,
just like that. Like, you can't drive.
Yeah. Like, and so I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks for putting that in my head. Like, just you are a fucking.
You're driving.
Unhinged instructor.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
and
God.
He was like, you're not making any effort. And I was like, what do you mean? And he kept calling me Brian. And I'm like, I had to stop him at one point. He's like, Brian, you're doing that. And I was like, Terry. He's like, what? Like, my name is Terry. Like, something out of a sitcom. Like,
and Terry's a very distinctive name. Yeah. Like, you don't meet many Terrys.
Like, how does he know that, like, my best friend was Brian? Like, you know?
One of your best friends.
Yeah. Growing up. Hey, yeah, okay. I put it in there. Okay, thank you. Asterix. And, he was like, you're not making any effort. You should have been out driving every night this week. And I was like, well, when we left it, I did what you told me to do. I looked under the hood, found all this stuff, and drove around the thing. And he was like, you should have been out like an hour a night, every night. I was like, would have been nice to have known that. Thank you very much to merit this response. So I text him and being like,
fuck you.
I won't have you next week. I'm going to have to figure out to do the manual driving.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck him. Like, now I'm going to be like, I'm just going to get out. I'm going to get out in the car. I know the basics.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out in the car. So me and Faye were out with the kids. And we were in Aldi and in Arklow. And then we pulled into that little industrial park in there. Drove a bit around there. And Faye was like, oh my God, like, you're such a smooth driver. Well done. And I was like, no, I was a bit nervous with the kids in the car. Because Bonnie was in the back. And she just, for some reason, just started going like, like joking, and I'm like, please, honey, don't do that. Like,
Dad, stop.
Yeah. So, but we drove for a bit there, and I was like, oh, that was like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, that feels comfortable. And then last weekend, we were like driving back from, I think it might have been Arklow again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Tinahealy. And I was like, when we come, like, can we pull over on the way home and like let me drive the last leg home? And Faye was like, okay, you know. And then did it, and it was like smooth.
You were good.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, great. Like,
and it's particularly hard, I would say, to get back to your place because you live in a very hilly area.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, you have to go up a hill. And I conked out many a time when I was doing my lessons on the last leg coming home.
Yeah.
In fact, coming home from football last night, I stalled on that hill.
So you drove to football and back?
Well, I'll get there. It's a long winded. But I drove down, got home. Then I was like, I'm going out tonight by myself. And Faye was like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go out. So I went out and it was slightly misting. And I was driving along. And then it was like a car. Like, I was driving when you leave my place, you know, you go left.
Yeah.
I was like, I had it like set GPS to home. So I was just going to like do a loop.
Yeah.
And there's a car at my home, and I was like, well, which way is he going to go? Most likely he's going to go to the Arklow Road, you know, or to Ockram. Yeah. So I'll just go up to like Glenmalure Road up there. And it's like, your man's behind me, like, fuck. So he's like, this car behind me. And like, I'm doing like my gentleman's like 45, like on an 80 kilometer road. I'm like, then Faye gave me a bit of advice, like, you're never going to see him again. So don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. And that really helped me.
Yeah.
So then I was able to do like 20-minute, 30-minute loop, and I was like,
nice.
Now I did pull in. When I was pulling in, I was like, I forgot to shift down to like second when I'm slowing down to get into the drive. So I was like going along in third, and then it's like as I'm reducing my speed, the car's like, what's happening? Oh, and then like, but I was just at the house, so it was like I pulled in. It was like parked almost sideways across it. But he's like, I was like, don't mind park job, but you know, I got out there. And then I was out Monday night again.
I was gonna say, like, if I'm ever slowing down and I probably develop such bad habits that I'll just keep my foot down on the clutch.
Right.
And I'd be like, just drift. You know what I mean? In which they say you should do.
That was like coasting, it's called.
Coasting, yeah. I would just be like, I'll just coast and I'm stopped. You know, but I'm not going to teach you about habits.
No. Well, I was out Monday night myself again, and I was like,
nice.
Had music on. I was listening to, tell you what I was listening. I drove to Glenmalure Lodge.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I want to put on that won't be like a surprise? Like some sort of mad music comes on. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I had the Magic Numbers. Remember the Magic Numbers?
No.
Oh, you don't remember Forever Lost?
No.
Oh, yes, because I'm Forever lost. You know that song? No. Looks like we are over.
No.
You don't remember the Magic Numbers? They used to be on the shop all the time. I had their album.
Oh.
But it's just really, like, I think they've only had, like, one big album.
But it's funny that you say that, right? Well, look, because when I...
Very relaxing.
Well, when I started driving by myself, I had to be playing songs that I knew off by heart. You know what I mean? I had to be playing familiar song. I needed the familiarity in the car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would keep control of it by just singing the songs out loud. I'd sing for the first like couple of weeks, maybe even couple of months. I would always just be singing out loud to songs, pre-arranged songs that I'm like, okay, this is, it will give me a level of comfort in the car.
I had no music on the first time because I was like, just concentrate.
Yeah.
Just everyone's fuck her up my hole, like.
Yeah, but you do assume when they're up your hole that like they're going like, this fucking guy, I'm probably gonna kill him. I'm gonna get out of it. You know, it's like they don't. They'll just overtake you, or they won't.
Yeah. So I drove the football last night. Nice. Had on, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's Tilly Husk or something like that. It's on the way to British.
Okay.
But I was happy with myself.
Tina Husk.
I don't know. I don't. Tully Husk.
Tally-ho.
Yeah, you said it. But as I was saying, when you're coming in to the village, you have to go up the steep hill. So I'd reduce speed to take the turn just to make sure that, you know, I didn't kill anyone.
Of course.
And then my car conked out. So it was like handbrake on. Thankfully, it was like 10 o'clock or 20 past 10 at night. And then I was like able to do a hill start.
Nice.
Like, this is the most basic shit. But when you're starting, I'm proud of myself. I've got to say,
this is the hard stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, relatively speaking.
Soon enough, I've set myself a goal. August 2nd, Trap comes out.
Trap?
Are we going to do this again?
What?
Trap. The movie Trap. Huh? We've talked about this like three times.
I can't keep up with all these.
If I say to you, Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go see it. I'm going to drive to Arklow and we're going to go see it.
Yes, Terry.
That's the goal.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to be in Arklow. I think I'll be... The only thing about going to Arklow will be like... when I actually get into the town. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the thing. You don't have to go to the town at all. Okay?
Yeah.
The way I come back from your place is I go...
Am I going to go to the cinema?
You know come...
I mean? Oh, no. I know. I'm
you don't cross the bridge.
No, I know. That's the way we go normally.
Yeah.
But even that... I'm like a little bit daunted of like,
right? Because it's like more traffic.
Yeah.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't think I've hit a traffic light yet in my adventures.
Do you know what? When I was driving at the start, when I first, I was so used to driving up and around Arklow, and there wasn't a huge amount of traffic lights, that when I started driving in Dublin, I almost like forget. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, traffic light.
Yeah.
You know. But that's great.
Yeah.
That's
really good. I'm happy.
Yes, Terry.
So I'm gonna get out.
Fuck that guy.
The whole thing was I needed to be able to drive by say the end of August, so I can like be able to drop Bonnie to her new school. Like now it's walking distance, but it's only like a 20-minute drive away. So
you won't know yourself.
That's it. And like I say, even last night, I'm like. Bit of Fleetwood Mac on. I'm like, ooh, Andy was right about just me and my music.
There is, I mean, it's one of my favorite places to be.
The car.
You're like, you know, obviously when I'm not with my family, and you know, you've got to say that. But when I've got my
at this point, it's just pure boilerplate for you, isn't it? Like, I love my family.
You've got to say that, obviously. Yeah. But I love the fact that my commute takes like 45 minutes. And I just like, oh, I'll have time for a full podcast or music. And I tell you, your car becomes like a little mobile therapy session almost. You know what I mean? Like,
clear your head.
The amount of times where I'm just like going through the range of emotions from various things in my car, or like, you know, you end up just talking to yourself, or you catch your mood based on how you're reacting to traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I think I'm actually a bit pissed off, or, you know,
I'm hungry,
like,
you know?
Yeah, it's usually the answer. But speaking of movies, can I hit you with a movie that I saw recently?
Whoa.
I have been watching a movie. It's called
Off the Clock.
Now, technically, you told me not to watch it.
Okay.
But I think since we've gone on the Patreon with a new season,
it's going to be wild.
I can't wait.
Is it Nope?
It is Nope.
Fucking yes, Andy.
And did I like it? Nope.
Did you love it?
Nope.
Andy!
I thought it was a huge fucking step down.
Whoa!
And I was excited. I was like, Jordan Peele. I'm like, I already know it's going to be good.
It was
like,
going to be on the monster movie miniseries. But
I was going to, it should have been on the fucking Nothing Happens for the First Hour and a Half miniseries.
You stupid
person. Do you know what? I didn't like it. And I really liked his other ones. I was thinking, this guy is the guy.
He's 3 for 3, in my opinion.
I was thinking it's just a formality that I'm going to love it, because I knew
it's,
I was going to love
class.
It.
You should love it, like.
It's fucking, no. I mean, certain parts of it I liked, but overall I was like, nope. I mean, I just really didn't like it.
I love it, man.
Now, I gave it 3 stars in Letterboxd. But if anything, I think I was being a little bit too generous.
I don't know what I gave it, but it, my memory was like 4 to 4.5 stars.
I didn't really like the lead guy,
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, didn't really
like
him.
Didn't like OJ?
No, I didn't like him in this. I like him in general, but I didn't like him in this.
Did you like him in Get Out?
Yeah, I liked him in that. And it was just, no. It didn't work. It felt clunky. Like, did this get good reviews?
Good reviews, yeah. Very good reviews. Now, I do think people might have thought it was like his third best movie out of the three. Now, I'm seeing a bit of a love for it on Twitter again, because it's like 2 years since it came out, and they're like, if this had come out a year later, it would have been even bigger. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it was still like post-COVID times and stuff like that. Like, but I loved it, man. I thought Keke Palmer is great in it. You got a bit of Keith David.
Yeah.
Stephen Yeun. He's so good in it. Like when he's going on that thing about Chris Kattan.
Let me ask you a question. Sorry to interrupt. What was the point of the chimp thing? Of the chimp
going crazy?
Massacring everyone when he was a kid on the TV show.
I think a lot of it,
like, what
I took about it was that, like, the TV, like, or the TV show, like, chews you up and spits you out. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, there's an animal cruelty element to it. The kid, Stephen Yeun, was also like a byproduct of that. Like,
why was the shoe standing up? There was a shoe
at the start.
And then it was called back later in the movie.
I'd have to watch it again.
Just the shoe is just randomly. I'm like, oh, that's some
cool,
sort of like
cool visual.
Ghost or alien
like that
thing?
That bit where he's like fist bumping with the monkey and the blood everywhere.
That was good.
It's fucking cool. Like,
but I thought. First hour, I was like,
blood,
fucking
blood
slow.
Rain, like,
yeah, like there were some good visuals. I really actually like.
I love how it becomes Jaws by the end.
I did like the sort of little parts where he's kind of like looking up and the thing is going through the clouds and it's real eerie.
Didn't you love how many times they say nope in the movie? Nope.
I liked the fact that, because when I went in, I thought. I was thinking, I hope that's like a whole thing of like, nope. Yeah. Like,
that was in the trailer
reaction.
Stuff, like, yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I hope that is why it's called Nope. And I was glad to see that it was.
Yeah, I mean, they also say that it is an acronym for Not of Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you could, you know.
Just make it better, you know. Just make
make
movie.
It better, is that it? Yeah,
just make it better. Jordan, if you're listening, which I know you are.
Say hello to Michael.
I liked
or
it.
Or Keegan.
You're more than welcome on. Say hi to the funnier one.
Oh, shit.
That's
you think Keegan?
That's right. Yeah, he's much funnier. He's much funnier. Jordan Peele's obviously a fantastic director and all this.
Yeah,
keep talking.
Keep talking.
I didn't love it now. I was a bit let down.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a movie that I did love.
Go on.
It is... it's the only movie that's been released this year that I've seen twice already, because I fucking loved it. It's a crisp 2 hour 10 minutes.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Babylon?
No, that was last year. That's 3 hours 9 minutes or something. And it's fucking good,
so fucking
Andy. It's good.
What are you
going to... My big complaint about Babylon was it should have either been 4 hours.
Oh, you are taking a fucking
or
piss.
Like 2 hours 25. So you need to cut out like 40 minutes or add 50 minutes to make it.
The answer is never add 50 minutes.
Well, there is parts in it where I'm like, wait a minute, didn't that guy have a wife for a little while? And where is she gone?
Sons of bitches, Hollywood.
It's fucking good. Anyway, the movie I'm talking about is Challengers. Have you heard of this movie?
Nope.
Zendaya?
Oh.
Tennis?
The tree something?
Well, yes. More of a thruple, I would say.
Ooh.
This movie fucking rules. Really? And I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because...
Does she have sex with two guys in it?
She doesn't have sex with two guys. There is a scene with the three of them in a hotel room and the making out.
What do you see? Just the make out?
Just the make out.
Pass.
Next. Just pass. I don't think you actually see any sex in this, but it's sexy. Yeah. It is sexy. It is sexy. Mm. There's a point where the three of them are making out and then she kind of just pulls away and the two lads are just wearing the face off each other.
Is it a bit of an Itu Mama Tambien sort of vibe?
Yeah, a little bit. And you know what? Here's 20 movie points for that reference. Yay, okay, keep them in your pocket. If you can put in like a coin flip sound effect.
Yeah. I seen a thing on Twitter and it was so accurate. It's like either you've seen this like by accident aged 14 or you've never seen this.
Pretty much.
Like, oh my god, that's so accurate.
What makes this movie, I mean the movie's great anyway, and it's complex.
Yeah, pass.
Okay. but also, it's tennis, right? Tennis is a competitive sport. Mm-hmm. And they really show you how fucking fit you need to be to play tennis.
Those are fucking hours. Like
And the whole thing is like, these two guys, one when they were younger was brilliant. And the other one's like, oh, I'm a serviceable player. And then it kind of jumps around in time a lot. And then the serviceable player has like now won 6 Grand Slams.
Yeah.
Or six... Whatever,
Matt. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you know, 2 French Opens, 2 Wimbledon, and he's trying to win the US Open, but he's kind of had a bit of a crisis of confidence, and he's playing at this crappy challenger event, and he comes up against his old friend, who now is like ranked 200th in the world or something. So, like, the guy that he thought he was going to be hot shit is not hot shit. But, like, they're just showing you how the guy who was like the also ran is like now he's been playing tennis so much. He's fucking jacked. He's huge, but he's like taped together. And you can almost, like when he catches the ball, you can hear the muscles in his arm go. And it also has music.
Yeah.
Like this, right? And I'm going to play it. It's Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Oh. Right?
All
right. And it has the best fucking score you've heard, right? This is what like they're playing tennis to. Or a conversation will have no music on it. And then it's like, oh, the fight, they're starting to have a fight now. And this kind of music starts playing and you're like, all of a sudden, it's an action scene when people are talking, like, or they're on the tennis court and they're giving these like faces across at each other, like smoldering. And I'm like, fucking come on. Like, Zendaya's great in it. Mike Feist, Josh O'Connor are the two boys in it. Yeah. Josh O'Connor is in The Crown. I've never seen him in The Crown. He's kind of like proto or new Adam Driver.
Oh. Adam Driver's already passed that not Adam Driver anymore. There's a new Adam Driver.
If you want to replace Adam Driver, we've got a new Adam Driver right here in Josh O'Connor.
It's a big oak tree in the forest.
It's kind of like that. But it's Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross who did the Social Network score. No, turn it up.
No, no. All right, got it. Message received.
Fucking movie. I gave it 4.5. I kind of regret not giving a 5 on Letterboxd, to be honest. man, I loved it. I thought I would like it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Oh, please, Terry. I feel like I'm in Amsterdam.
Yeah. It's and there's 10 different tracks that are kind of same, but brilliant.
Okay. Well, people listening may, that may appeal to them.
Yeah. It'll be on Amazon soon, guys. I watched it courtesy of my... magic box.
Having sampled the goods myself, Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah. I also watched Men in Black recently again.
First one.
I hadn't seen it in 20 years. Well, yeah, about 20 years. I watched it with Joni. She loved it.
Perfect. Perfect
she's
movie.
Like, she's like, I like this movie. I'm like, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Well, what about that opening, Men in Black, huh?
I think I missed the start. But
how did you miss the start? You watched it on Netflix.
I kind of skipped it a little bit until they were doing the training bit.
Aww.
Because I knew Joni would lose interest and I was trying to hook her. You know when you're trying to hook
the start
your kid,
has like a bunch of aliens in it.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? I'd started watching it like a week before and then I was about 10 minutes in. I just restarted it again. But fucking Will Smith is so fucking dialed in, isn't he?
You think about what we're going to be talking about on the Patreon this week, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy, right? And then that's 1987. 95 is Bad Boys.
Well,
right, and you're like, oh, that's almost like the next generation's Beverly Hills Cop, in that it's like wisecracking, funny, like not quite stand up, but you know, funny TV star that's also black, you know, is make the big leap into the movie star, and it's a cop comedy action thing. And then he's off to the races, like you say. Independence Day is the next year, Men in Black the year after that, like, and it's just like, what a fucking run he was on.
It was an incredible run. People in the 90s seem to go on these incredible runs. Like, you have Jim Carrey all in 96 or whatever
You look at Cruise from 86 to like early 2000.
Just
not missing. Like, it's, what do they say? It's, you know, Jordan Duncan for fun.
What?
You know?
No, I don't.
Buckets.
Nets. Basketball.
Yeah, like, you just, you can't miss.
Yeah. People seem to go on runs more so.
Yeah. I'm also, we're not going to have time to talk about it now. Presumed Innocent, have you seen this?
Oh, I'm raging now.
We'll talk about
it
next week because it's the finale tonight. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
What is it, a show?
Yeah, on Apple TV. Jake Gyllenhaal. And he looks like he just walked off the set of Roadhouse because he's playing a district attorney that looks like is a cage fighter because he's huge.
I tell you what, I fucking love Jake Gyllenhaal. So much. You going cold on him?
This is kind of winning me back, to be honest. Presumed Innocent is wild.
Why were you going off? Was it the association with
McGregor? Yeah, I didn't really care for that, to be honest. But also, I read some stuff about him that he may be a little bit of a creep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what came out yesterday?
What?
One of Mr. Beast's cronies.
I heard about this.
The one who's
I told
trans.
You.
And this, I mean, like, no, I mean, I don't know if this has anything to do with Mr. Beast, but Chris, who changed to Ava.
Grooming, is it?
Yeah, like, I seen all the screenshots and all. Basically, he's kind of like been Mr. Beast's right-hand man.
Person.
Or woman.
Person.
Yeah. And something came up. And like, I was kind of always in defense of her, because when he became a she. I'm trying to.
You're killing it with the pronouns, man.
I was like, because she got lots of hate on Twitter and like, did it again, nailed it again.
Doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow.
And I was always like, geez, that's so unfair. Like, she didn't really do anything, just changed, nailed it again. and like, everyone was, you know, giving her lots of shit about it. And so the I can't do it now.
God, he's good.
And I was always like, you do your thing. And like what used to be he was now a she. Mr. Beast was like always coming out in defense and support of her and all this sort of stuff. Nailed it again. And
doesn't miss.
But now a thing came out. Someone anonymously shared a bunch of screenshots and like a video of him going in and out of her profile. So to show these are actually direct messages from this person. And
like anonymous, like one of these hacker lads, or
just someone who it was too.
All right, so
is now 18. At the time in 2020, he was 14. Ooh. And okay. I'm like, and I was reading through it, and I'm like,
Janelle, I want to shove it up there with your.
Like, there was nothing explicit, but it was definitely like, you know, what it's been accused
leading.
Of. Yeah, like, oh, I really want to see you, you know, like that sort of
I
stuff.
Really
and like,
want to see you.
Yeah. And then someone else came out and all this. I was like, oh. So then she's now stepped down
from
Mr. Beast Enterprises. Some people were like, did Jimmy know? And some people were like, I worked with Mr. Beast. Of course Jimmy knew. And all this
Who's
sort
Jimmy?
Of
stuff. Jimmy?
He's Mr. Beast. Yeah.
Yeah, of course he knew.
So we'll see what comes
Sacrificial
out of this.
Lamb.
People were like, this Amazon show that he's doing, forget about it. That's not happening. And all this. So, like, I don't know
Good.
What's going to
happen.
Yeah. Anyway. Should we get to the
topic at hand?
The meat.
Absolutely. We're doing our top five TV cameos. Now, the proviso for this was,
quid pro quo,
if you will, they could only be in one episode of the show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Now, I don't necessarily have mine in order.
I find it hard to put it in order, but let's try, shall we?
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Did you ask, should I go first?
I said, do you want me to go first?
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Number five,
I am going to say The Rock in that 70s show. Okay?
okay.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's terrible.
Why?
Straight away. And just like everything you could choose from when you chose that.
Yeah, but I chose the manager to me.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know. Yeah. Because at the time, when I saw the 70 show in 98, 99, when I first came
out. Yeah, would have been around that
time. Season one, I think it was.
It's him and Shamrock.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
in it, like.
And this is before he was movie star Rock. He was just wrestler Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is his first, like, dip in the toe into the screen.
And I just remember thinking at the time, it always said to me, like, oh, wow, like, oh, that's so funny. And, like, oh, he's playing his dad.
Yeah, it's really nice bringing your kid to a wrestling match. You know, I got a son. And one day, he's going to become the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Want to make that out to Brad Foreman?
No, I don't think so. It's Eric Foreman, capital E-R-I-C.
Yeah, let's see. His nickname is Red.
No, it's not. It's Eric.
Stop kidding around, Red.
Cringe.
This is going down like a lead balloon, this pick.
You know I hate The Rock.
Yeah, you do. But for me, I just thought that was, you know.
Sorry to shit all over it.
That's fine.
I have strong feelings. That's fine. Feel free to shit
I'm going to see what you got.
Yeah, feel free to shit all over mine.
But that's my number five anyway.
I don't think you will. I don't think you're going to shit all over him. My number five.
Go on.
I'm going to make a choice. I have two, but I'm going to cut it to one.
Before you do say this. Let's play it. Let's play a little game.
Would you like to play a game, Andrew?
How many do you think we have matched?
Maybe two.
Yeah, I don't want to say two.
Okay.
Okay, go on, sorry.
My first one, number five, is James Spader in Seinfeld.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
I can't about that.
You know, Hanky. Stanky Hanky. It's later years. Seinfeld's is a plethora of, you know.
It's a who's who.
Yeah, I mean, I could have went with Bookman, you know, my man.
See, now I feel like I'm thinking of Cameo in the more, like, celebrity sense. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean
the criteria. It's like there was no agreed criteria. Yeah. I'm
is James Spader not a celebrity?
No, but
he's a famous actor. He was a movie star. No, he wasn't.
Level.
Of who? Of Kramer?
At the time.
He's in movies. Like in the 80s and 90s.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, go on. Yeah.
James Spader as Stanky Hanky, who was an alcoholic, who George had a big problem with because he made fun of him when he wouldn't give him a cashmere sweater.
I didn't want you stretching out the neck hole.
I'm sorry, your bulbous head. Like, his line deliveries are just amazing.
Nearly every delivery that he makes in the thing is like...
He's like, you know, I don't know if I want to be, like, scooping ice cream. He gets a job at an ice cream shop. Like,
you get pretty buff forearms.
I don't know if I'm into that. You know, like... And then by the end, when, like, George is antagonizing him so much for an apology, he's like, he's a skip stepper. Yeah. He should have said, step nine, I need my apology. And he's like... By the end, when George is annoying him so much, he becomes like a 1930s gangster. He's like, where's the rum raisin in here? Yeah. And then like, somebody's trying to order, like, what you need? Can't you see my clothes? Get out of here.
Okay, I'm interacting with someone here, if you can understand that. Now, I'm sorry.
Ah, there it is. You just said it. That's what I want. Now say it again and tell it to me.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not sorry. I was never sorry. It was cashmere. I hate step nine. Where's that rum raisin? Where is it? Can't find anything. I need a drink. Daiquiri ice, here we go. What are you looking at? Get out! Come on, can't you see we're close? Get out!
Oh, he's so Spader. Good. He's great. He's great.
My alternate for that, I was torn, was Toby Huss, also from Seinfeld.
Who?
He played The Wiz. They're bringing me back, Elaine. But
do you know who actually a cameo that makes me laugh? I don't know if he's a famous actor or not. John Paul, the
John Paul,
Every single line that he delivers in that is
joke of the year, man.
And I say so many of his specific lines where I'm like, after Kerry's had a shower bath, I'm like, how was it? I'm like, good. I'm like, the soak of the year. Or if something's too cold, I'm like, this son of a bitch is ice cold. You know, like, on so many lines I use from him. But I don't know, is he famous at all? But
I mean, he was in
character actor.
Yeah, I'd say that's more of a range, really. Yeah. Like, okay. Who's your number four?
My number four, I'm going to say Jack Black in Community.
Had it on my long list. Yeah, I've kind of gone off Jack Black, to be honest, just because.
So which
I unfollow them. I unfollow them on Instagram. hope that sinks in.
So let me get this straight, okay? I meant to actually talk to you about this before we even
got into it. Ties into our whole Trump.
Yeah. So Kyle in Tenacious D, they were playing live and it was his birthday. They brought him out a cake and said, make a wish. And he said, don't miss Trump next time.
Yeah. To which Jack laughed.
He did laugh.
Yeah.
And then had a message saying, I was completely blindsided. All creative plans are on hold. The tour is over. And
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So Kyle Gass has been dropped by all his representation.
Wow.
So like his career is like
over.
Not over, but like
I think Jack Black get a shitload of hate. But get a shitload of hate for like being, this is because it's in America, for being anti-Trump. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, also like the left hate him now as well, because they're like, well, you're just hanging your buddy out to dry.
Both sides are really coming at me.
And I just think it's kind of shitty, to be honest, that like
I did see the footage
if he didn't put out that statement.
Like, that's nothing though. Yeah. Well, like,
if he didn't put out that statement, it would have blown over.
Yeah.
Completely. Like
it would have, wouldn't it?
He wants to fucking keep playing Bowser in these movies or Kung Fu Panda or whatever like that. Wow. Like that's my opinion on it. It seems to be, you know. Yeah. It just disappointed me.
It's very disappointing, if nothing else. Just
we're just talking about him.
Like that's like if like I made a bad joke, which I often do, and you come out with a post.
More,
like,
I'm the Kyle, you're the Jack Black. You're the more famous one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
I made a bad joke.
You made
the
bad joke. And
podcast
like,
is cancelled. We're on hiatus.
You know what I mean? Like, and then genuinely for about a full 24 hours after that, I kept singing around my head, last week, Kyle. And like just various Tenacious D, dude, I totally miss you.
Yeah.
I totally miss you.
I mean, it probably will blow over and they'll
but
get
back
together.
That's a real bad move, though, isn't it? Like
shitty, like, you know? I wonder if he's like, look, I have to do this.
But did he? Like, was there a big backlash?
I think they said, oh, they didn't want people showing up at the concerts. The fucking right wingers like, trying to kill them, like, you know?
Surely. If nothing else, if you're both on board together, you'd like, look, Kyle, you need to say something.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. It just doesn't come across that way.
And but they didn't do that. That's what I mean. Like, Kyle could have just been like...
He posted something
and
then deleted it. Kyle did. And he was like, no, fuck this. Like, you know, he posted an apology being like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I don't condone violence. And then he deleted it. And I'm like, good for him. You know what? Like, good for him. So Jack Black in Community.
You know what? Jack Black in Community.
Community is a treasure trove of cameos.
It's
like,
so good. And you know what?
Friend of the podcast, Aaron McGarthy, could have been number four pick.
But I thought Jack Black, he just did exactly what he was there to do. He was like,
I love his kicks. He's like, his kicks are insane. How does he get so much height?
It was so, like, his neediness for wanting to be part of the group.
What's his name? Buddy, was it?
Yeah, Buddy.
And they're trying to, like, kick him out. He's like, no! He's like, no!
Everyone stop studying.
Okay.
You're not in the group.
Okay, then go study somewhere else. Hola, mi amigo. ¿Dónde estás la biblioteca? Yo tengo hambre. Hola, mi amigo. ¿Dónde estás al restaurante? Lunes, martes, miércoles, viernes. No, I want to swear any better.
Really good. And it was just like the Community was so good at the time, it's like they didn't need him even. No. You know what I mean? It was just an extra
I'd
bonus.
Say he wanted to be on as well. Like the way TV was produced back then as well. Like they didn't shoot the whole thing and then release it as a season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They would shoot like a third of the season, they'd take their break, And then they'd still be shooting while... So I'd say he saw the first batch and was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah,
fact that they have Owen Wilson show up at the end of that episode. Yeah, I was like, you know what I mean? Hey, buddy, come on. He's like, oh, the cool group. I've no community on this. I was thinking Kevin Corrigan could have been one as Professorson.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Although I can't actually because he's in more than one episode.
Yeah,
that's true.
I did have to check and see if Jack Black was in more than one. Was he in two or three in a little arc or something? But no. Number four, Terry.
For me, number four is Steve Martin in 30 Rock.
Again, a line I use so often. I miss kind of the man.
He's like, Glenn ate my peanut butter. Like, I'm sorry, Glenn. And then like, he locks himself in the bathroom. And he's like, yeah, you can use it. Or, oh, Liz. And it's like, it turns out it's a recording. It's a recording. it's just the perfect use of Steve Martin, where it's like he plays this reclusive billionaire, Gavin Velour. It's like, it turns out like he's not a reclusive billionaire. He is like under house arrest.
Yeah,
and they let him keep pretending that he is this billionaire.
I can't believe I'm saying this to the great Gavin Velour, but Liz Lemon is too good for you.
Oh, that is nice.
It's over, Velour. Give me the brush.
You stay back. I swear I will paint you. I am not going to real prison. I've lost everything. I'm financially ruined. I've lost Liz. That paint is drying weird. And now prison? Not prison. Not for Gavin Velour.
What are you doing?
Get down from there.
Good God, Velour, that's gotta be 15, 16 feet.
Everybody stand back. Gavin Velour's gonna jump.
And it's just perfect. Like, he's just...
Yeah.
Like, when he shows back up, that, like...
He's great.
That I miscounted the men, Liz.
Oh,
you know?
That's so funny. 30 Rock is so funny.
It's like one of the... But, and again, another treasure trove. You could have Seinfeld. You could have Schwimmer. You could have...
Do you think 30 Rock gets its dues this side of the pond?
Well, I don't know, actually, this side of the pond.
You know what I mean? Like in America, it's probably seen as... The classic.
I don't know if you
is.
Saw the Emmys, the noms came out, and like The Bear that we were talking about.
Oh yeah,
got nominated the most ever nominations for a comedy, for Emmy in a season with The Bear, and it's not really a comedy; it's like a comedy drama.
Yeah,
and it was like 30 Rock was the previous holder. It was like in one episode of 30 Rock, you have more jokes in the entire run of The Bear combined.
Yeah, 30 Rock is like an absolute
joke
machine.
Factory,
yeah,
like, exactly. You know, it's just firing them out. And like everybody who's on the show knows exactly what. Like they had Matt Damon on the show.
Yeah.
Perfect use of Matt Damon.
They use everyone perfectly.
You know what I mean?
You know what
Like Seinfeld.
The fucking, do you know what the one that I probably say it to you all the time? I can't remember what.
I can't believe it, like it took you so long as well.
It's
because,
do you know what? It's those fucking NBC trailers.
Yeah.
They just make them look so bad.
And they use the best, like, one of the best scenes though. Oh, like.
I was just like, it's like, good God, Lemon, you ate that whole thing? Or it was like, a dog took it.
No,
it was something like that.
The way you were watching it was like, let's not resort to stairs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You watch that scene in full and it's hilarious.
No, but that's the thing. It's
now
like,
do my mom. And he's like, Tracy, they stole a welfare check. He's like, I'm sorry, son.
Do you know what? Yeah, like, it's funny when you're watching it. NBC have a way of making trailers. Like, I seen one for the US Office where it was like, Michael Scott is asking Phyllis something. He's like, it bothers me that you're not answering that question. And then it's like, The Office. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
who puts these things? Like,
if they honestly just had 40, however long they have for the trailer, 30 seconds, just give me 30 seconds of the show, of a good scene in the show. And I'll be like, oh, I want to see more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's these cuts to make it all like, they make the punchline something different, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the punchline in the episode, but they in the trailer it looks like it is.
Falls
and
back,
it totally changes it. The one, what's your man named? Devin Banks?
Yeah, he's in too many episodes.
Yeah,
though,
but just the one where he's running Jack ragged and he's like, just gets real close to his ear, he's like, I'm gonna make your heart explode. I use that all the time.
I keep my friends close and my enemies so close that we're almost kissing.
Oh, very good. Good pick.
What's your number three?
My number three is, I don't think you're going to like this one, but this is what it is. In the US Office, Ricky Gervais, David Brent in the US Office.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull you up there.
Go on.
He's in two episodes.
What's he in?
So he interviews to be regional manager. And
I've only ever seen him coming out of the elevator.
No, in the episode, because he does like a Zoom interview to be the regional manager after Michael Scott. So, you know.
Well, that's my answer.
You're not going to change it?
You cannot. All right, I'll change it. Okay. I'm going to say, first of all, I will say on the Ricky Gervais thing, I just loved.
I hate it.
Because I know you did. I think just because Brent is such an iconic British comedy character now, to see him turn up in that world and to be living in the same world as Michael Scott just appealed to me.
I did a rewatch there recently up until
of the US Office,
up until season 8.
And then it's fine to hop
finale,
off
like,
yeah.
But that gave me a little giggle of Michael Scott's reaction.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe that my soulmate. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm gonna change that for Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul in Always Sunny.
Okay,
and I was quite underwhelmed when I first saw it, but obviously I've seen it about 10 times since.
It does.
And like Cranston is just, so, I mean, Aaron Paul is very funny in it too, but like Bryan Cranston just been so Malcolm. Like, yes, 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 yes. You know, like he's so like enthusiastic. Like, it's like when I was on Broadway, it's like, oh, again with the Broadway. And he's like, I want to shake his hand. It's like, Brian. You know? And he gives this whole speech at the end. He's like,
you are the one being deceived. Maybe being the front man of an alcohol business places your head so far out in front of you that you don't even realize that your neck is exposed enough to be locked off by a public so thirsty to taste the blood of greedy celebrities. So when they come, and they will, who are they gonna come after, huh? The sweet, hapless boob? Or the slick-talking, scheming millennial. So I ask you, bitch, who is really in charge here? Boom. And that, my friends, is acting.
What? Wow.
What?
What? Oh, wait, what? Yep. That was all fake?
Get it all up. Fake. No offense to anything I said. Oh, no, I was just joking. But I do love to perform. I do. It's in my blood.
He just does his whole scene.
He's just the best.
Like, oh, he's brilliant. I love him.
I was like, maybe like Malcolm in the Middle would be a good source for.
And
I was just like, went down a rabbit hole of like Hal clips.
Yeah.
Where he's like, change the light bulb. Doing all these other things, and then like Lois is like, he ends up like fixing the car, because he was like trying to drive the car to go get something to fix the drawer that had the light bulb in it. Like Lois is like,
God, he's good.
Did you fix that light bulb? He's like, what do you think I'm doing?
Oh, very good. Okay,
number three,
please. Sorry,
I had it in mind when I was making my long list, and I think that recent events have bumped it up there.
Okay.
It's from The Simpsons. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And just, I love it. Like, when we did our Simpsons recap, I think that was, like, my favorite guest star of that season.
Yeah.
Him, the use of him is brilliant, where it's like, they're getting somebody to speak at Krusty's funeral.
Yeah.
And he's just standing over there and, like,
actually,
I'm just waiting for another funeral. I'll handle it. Like, Bob Newhart, ladies and gentlemen. And then he's just up there. He's like,
I'm just killing time here. I was waiting for a different funeral to start.
I'll handle it.
Bob Newhart, everybody!
though I started my career several years before Krusty, so, you know, I could never really learn anything directly from him. Still, I think in a way, in a very, very meaningful way, that all of us have learned from him. You know, that is by being a clown on television for so many years. even though, you know, many of us we didn't watch a show. Thank you.
All of us. Just that, like, oh, and then it's just so like stumbling and nervous, and like he's, and then Homer just like with the tear rolling down his face, so good. And just the fact that he passed away there,
that's a good pick. Rip. That's a good shout.
Yeah, just that line reading is one of my favorites. Like,
all of us.
Yeah. One of my favorites of all time.
Brilliant. I'm gonna go number two.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with David Bowie in Extras. Again, you could take your pick of Extras, but it's like when like he finally meets his hero. Like he finally meets his hero, and he's like, you know, it's not what I thought it was. Yeah. And he's like, little fat man who sold his soul. It's like the little, he just turns around, chubby little loser, and he just goes, and it's
see
just
his pug-nosed face.
And like, it's a great song. It's so Bowie.
Not going down too well. It's getting 6 million viewers. I mean, it's not exactly how I meant it to be, because the BBC have interfered and sort of chased ratings and made it lowest common denominator sort of comedy, sort of catchphrases and wigs. And I think I've sold out, to be honest. But yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, when to keep your integrity when you're going for that first
little fat man who sold his soul.
The little
fat man who sold his dream. Chubby little loser. Chubby little loser, national joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man, no one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at, they all just wish he'd die. He's so depressed at being useless, the fat man takes his own life.
No.
He's so depressed at being hated, Fatty takes his own life.
Fatso.
Yeah, let's go with Fatso.
Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off.
No.
He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat had probably missed.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame.
And it's just... And also, like, when I saw the...
First of all, it's a great idea for the show that, like, every episode has a cameo. You know, a star-studded cameo.
Like, an exaggerated version of themselves. And when I seen, like...
And it's the best one.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, like, backstage... Or not backstage, but behind the scenes, where he's given a talk to camera, like, he's genuinely really funny. Like, he's playing this persona of, like, oh, I taught him a bunch of comedy. I taught Ricky a bunch of comedy. So, what did I have? He's like... if you keep making your face, it'll stay that way. That was one of them. But like, as he's gone, like, he's being totally like serious, but like obviously doing a bit, and like, God, he's fucking funny. But yeah, I just think that's like a real get.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they got like Robert De Niro and, you know, a few other people.
Sam Jackson, Kate Winslet. Like,
Kate Winslet. I was going to go Kate Winslet. But
Patrick Stewart. What was the other one? Was Chris Martin? Was another one?
Chris Martin was good.
Patrick Stewart was good.
I mean, they're all good. Yeah. I can't think of anyone good. That. But yeah, Bowie for me.
My number two,
please,
is from Arrested Development.
Oh,
Martin Short.
Ah, Marty.
You're not a big Arrested Development fan. He plays the Uncle Jack, the Bullet, and it's like he's like a real like fitness guy. And at one point, he's like, I lift a weight for every year of my life. And they do a thing where he's like in his 60s. So he's like, he lifts it up. He's like, And then for the rest of the episode, he's like being carried around by a big guy who's mute. He's like, I won't go in a wheelchair. And he's like,
you may be amazed. I'm invited into very few personal homes. To the nuts! The bridge mix! Fool!
Hey, fake Uncle Jack.
Oh, is this the boy? Is this the little one? My God, you're an army man. I was never in the army. I was in the pictures. Here comes Uncle Jack. Shoot me! Look at that. I pinned him. I pinned the army man. God bless you for being in the army.
wagon! Left! Left with vigor!
Remember me?
Lucille, why, you look younger than you did the day I...
Oh, you old fool. I'm Lucille.
Ah! You look fabulous. Back to the blonde. Back to the blonde. Isn't she beautiful? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's no bigger than one of my legs. Shake them for her.
Excuse me, Uncle Jack. Haven't you urged my glasses?
It's okay. Just ignore it. Ignore it. Just something the body does when you shake it. Don't shake it. Don't shake it.
Not the good one. Is he dying? What if he's dying?
He's so funny. Funniest man. It's like Ready, Aim, Marry Me is the name of the episode, and it's right. Like one of the names of his movies that he was in the '40s. Like, it's just an ingenious like character written, and they get the perfect guy to come in and play it so over the top.
Look, I should say it's not that I'm not a fan of it. I wouldn't say I...
It's right there.
Like, I don't dislike it. I've tried to get into it a few times and I just couldn't. But, like, it's... I can acknowledge... I see clips and I'm like... Everyone whose opinion I would value on comedy loves it. You know what I mean? I know if that is just... I just haven't cracked it yet. But, that's...
One of the other ones... My alternates for Arrested Development was Judge Reinhold. Where he's like... They're doing like a mock trial. And it's like... The show Mock Trial with Jay Reinhold. He's like, I mean, shouldn't you have said, you know, Judge? You know, your name is Judge.
Yeah.
And he's like, I told you guys it should have been called Mr. Reinhold's Courtroom. What's your number one?
Now, my number one, I feel like it's the most obvious one, but this was a big deal at the time.
Okay.
Brad Pitt in France.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brad Pitt. Wow. For the sheer spectacle of it all.
It's right? Bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, we're talking about it. Yeah, like, I was talking to Faye and it was like, it's not good. He has a couple of good line readings, but like,
I just, do you know what? It was just for the fact that, and I probably wouldn't have it as one. I just literally did the order as we were talking.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it's one. You locked it in. Number one.
It's locked in. Yeah. I just think for the sheer spectacle of it all, like, and the time, like 2001, I want to say it was.
I mean, it was, you know,
around then.
They were at the height.
They're so publicly a couple, and it was just one of those. It was just one of those where it's like
hot stuff.
Yeah, like the fucking screams when he showed up. It was just kind of like peak that era TV, and like
TV.
I just found it was fun. You know what I mean? It's not as funny as probably any of the picks that we've had. But
I've got a friend's pick as my number one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We'll get to that now in a minute.
And it just kind of, when I think of cameo in a TV series, that's kind of the first one that comes to mind. So it just felt right to mention it. I like Brad Pitt. You know, he's playing something different that's not just Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing a bit of a loser or a bit of a, like, a handsome loser.
Best line reading from him in it is, he's like, can I have the yams? They go, you worked so hard, like, yams!
Screw it, bring on the yams.
Well, but you've worked so hard.
Yams!
Okay.
I'm gonna throw it up to my man, BP.
I mean, that's disingenuous. He is far from your
You
man.
Know I love BP. Yeah. He's so versatile.
British Petroleum. What's yours? Sorry. Number one for me. Also Friends, but it's from an earlier, better season. Season 2.
Is it your man? Love me.
No, that's not a cameo. He's in more than one episode.
Oh,
so.
Okay. No.
Ben Stiller.
He's only in one episode?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. That's that one episode where he plays Rachel's crazy boyfriend for that one episode.
See, again, I'm very much on the celebrity side
of
it. He's
a celebrity.
Yeah,
he's
but
a
you
huge
know,
celebrity.
At the time,
but at the
you know
time,
I mean?
It doesn't matter.
I'm thinking of celebrity cameos. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone who this show is beneath them, but they're, what are they doing here? That was my criteria in my head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the first one that...
Your answers are better than mine. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you that.
This is the first one that always springs to mind with me. Because we watched it. By the time we watched that,
yeah,
Ben Stiller was in Something About Mary.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, he was a big star.
Yeah. He's great. He's great.
So good. And it went, just the tapping into that, like, small man rage.
Yeah, yeah.
No one believe me. I'm Mr. Funny to you. Mr. Funny.
Whoa!
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
What's in the cup, Ross? What is in the cup?
Okay, it's coffee.
Ice coffee? Tell me it's ice coffee.
It's hot.
Hot coffee! You idiot! You're gonna spill hot coffee all over me, huh? What are you, just a big, dumb, stupid, doofy idiot with a doofy idiot hairdo, huh? Huh?
What's your favorite thing about summertime?
Going to the beach. When it stays light, real late.
Yeah.
Hey!
Tommy! Say, what's your favorite thing about summer?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably the smell of freshly cut grass.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
The way it's like everyone's an idiot, yeah. Where it's like, oh, hey, little guy, hey, you idiot,
and he's like, Donald Duck, he's like, oh, quack, you know,
it's like, oh, well, it's like, well, the usher, they must be all the training they go through, get out, oh, that's great.
Hey, man, you want the aisle?
I'm good.
Oh, that is good. So good. And then, like, I was like,
yours are way better than mine.
I guess we're not going out anymore.
Man! Oh, very good. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's fun. It's tough. I tried to actually find dramas with good cameos, yeah. And, like, a lot of it, the best ones are all comedy shows.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like.
Because the sauce is like, oh, he was funny in it. You know what I mean? You know? People who weren't supposed to be.
That's what I was saying before we started recording. Liam Neeson. Good one, you know, yeah. In Atlanta, and good one in Life's Too Short.
I mean, the only good thing really about Life's Too Short.
I never watched it, but friend of the pod, Paul Egan, would always talk about that episode, and he's like, you should watch it just for that.
It is really
just watch
good.
That one episode. Like, yeah. But yeah, had a blast. We've had a long, great time recording.
Isn't this nice? Yeah, wasn't absolutely. This nice, Terry?
Yeah. I missed it. Of course I did.
I was going to say it was nice to have a week where I didn't have to prepare with a movie, but I did have to prepare a movie because... Well. If you are a beloved patron, where you'll find us at patreon.com/whatsogreatabout, the Patreon, if you're a patron now, you've actually got more power than ever before, because not only do you get at least 2 episodes
per
bonus
month.
Yeah. Per month, not only do you get these episodes earlier than the schlubs. You know, I mean, our friends,
the unwashed masses out there,
and not only do you get access to, I mean, what, 200 episodes at least,
the back catalog,
what's so great about the MCU, what's so great about 90s action, what's so great about Ryan Gosling, what's so great about Big Willy's flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies, about 5 or 6 pitch meetings where we come up with our own movie ideas and pitch them to each other,
bunch of top fives.
Not only do you get all that, and also a special place in our hearts, but you also now get to shape where this podcast is going. We've got a few people. By the way, thanks so much to
firing out the great ideas, like
loads of great ideas, loads of, and I don't say loads, but quite a few new patrons over the last couple of weeks. So thank you very much if you've signed up. Please do let us know what do you want us to talk about, and we will 99%, unless it's a terrible idea, do it in some capacity. Or you know,
I was gonna say, or if it's controversial, but. I think
hit us with it.
Yeah,
you know, and
we've blown past the controversial bar, shall we say, yes. With all this assassination. Dog.
Yeah, we can survive that. We can survive anything. And you can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod, TikTok What's So Great About Pod, and Twitter at WSGA Pod.
Now, Andy,
yeah,
what's up? Know, if the guys can't afford to subscribe to the Patreon, you know, for the low fee of €5 a month, like we mentioned. They can do something else. Do you know what they can do?
Take a long walk off a short plank, Terry?
No, they can sign up or give us a rating and review. Now, I mentioned Steve Martin was in 30 Rock and he miscounted the men because he thought there was only 3 security guards. But I don't want a 3-star review. I want a sweaty 5-star review. Ooh, got there in the end, didn't we, folks?
He did it. You know what I mean?
Got there.
Credit to you that you don't give it any thought beforehand.
I'm looking at my notes here. I'm the one sweating. So yeah, give us a rating and review. Keeps us in the charts and keeps you guys in our hearts. And thanks so much for all the feedback and listens.
Yes.
I mean, we've been floating around that top 20 for the last, 2 months?
Floating around plus, the top 20 of the... We're going to have to put ourselves in a new category now. We're going to send...
Well, it's in the Irish...
Tank down the charts. We're going to be now.
Right, we're going to go into comedy.
I think so, yeah.
Tougher, you know, group.
It's tougher
why don't we
nut
just add
crack.
It? Why don't we just add it so then we can
stay
in the
film? I think we get 3
film.
So we can...
Okay, yeah. Because I know we are... We're technically in film.
In film
and we're in film and TV are the two... That I get the updates on. So we can throw some.
I think we're in like after shows or something as well. I don't know. Yeah. There was a list, you know. Yeah. It was the most relevant at the time. I'll get rid of that. Yeah. Pop us into comedy.
See how we fare against the big boys. Bosh.
Thanks so much for the feedback. Please keep the feedback coming on either what you like, what you don't like. Terry, now, I don't mean to put you on blast, but you did it again. Messages on
what
Instagram.
Messages?
Someone's like, I'm Terry's long lost friend or whatever the fuck. And I was like, not replied. I was like, I'm sure he just didn't see it.
Kieran, if you're listening, of course I remember you. I'm terrible at social media. And
he is bad.
I meant to message back. Yes, of course. How could I forget?
Sorry, I didn't mean to
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'll roll with it. How could I forget all those times we spent hanging out in, I want to say Elmount, or maybe it was crossing to Thorndale.
In Dublin, Ireland.
But yes, great to hear from you. And please, everybody, you know.
Again, if you don't hear from us, it's specifically because I don't see the message notification. Because Terry's seen it, viewed it, and fucked off.
You're active right now. Thanks so much for getting back in touch, buddy. Great to hear from you.
All right. Brought it back around.
Yeah, right. I got there.
Folks, thanks so much. And
see you next week for whatever the topic is.
I know what it is.
Okay, well, care to tell the folks?
No.
Okay.
Goodbye.
He sold his soul for a shot at fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style. He's got no grace. He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space. Yeah, yeah. Everybody sing that last line. 1, 2, 3. He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space. Pop, 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 pop again. See his pop, no space. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop again. See his